Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Gray. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McDevitt. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Danny McDevitt. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDevitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lillis. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Marshall. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Gilliam applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Moon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Snider hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Moon moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Moon moves to third. Snider moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Morin strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. the Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gray, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roseboro moves to second. Danny McDevitt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Averill fires to second and picks off Roseboro for the out. Two outs. Danny McDevitt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McDevitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Drabowski strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Marshall is 0-1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Walls is 0-1 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilliam is 0-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fairley is 0-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley scores. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hodges is 0-1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morin is 0-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Thompson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Morin moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dark is 0-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin scores. Averill moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski bunts towards the mound. McDavitt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McDavitt. Averill scores. Dark moves to third. Drabowski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Art Fowler now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dark tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. George Altman pinch hits for Lee Walls. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Drabowski scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Fairley picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fairley. Altman goes all the way around to score. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Cubs. Carl Erskine now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Erskine covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Erskine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Erskine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Moon moves to second. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Roseboro reaches second base with a double. Hodges moves to third. Dick Gray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball towards center. Altman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Altman. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Hodges scores. Roseboro moves to third. Gray moves to second. It's 9-2, Cubs. Don Demeter pinch hits for Carl Erskine. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roseboro scores. Gray scores. Lillis moves to third. It's 9-4, Cubs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Gilliam moves to second. Bill Henry now pitching. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Rapulski now playing right field. Duke Snider now playing center field. Gene Snider now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill strikes out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Solly Drake pinch hits for Duke Snider. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drake strikes out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. 2 outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseborough hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dark. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Roseborough hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake now playing center field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Herb Noren now playing left field. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gray is 0 for 3 in the game. Gray strikes out. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Gene Snider. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gilliam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gilliam hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Moon strikes out. 2 outs. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rapulski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 4. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.